In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
So a lot of people have written in about awesome murders, crimes, scams that everyone's obsessed with. And we even did a poll to see which crime should we cover. So after doing all of that research and kind of compiling the most popular ones, we threw it the fuck out and we're talking about the moon landing.
Yes.
Okay, well, you're first
welcome,
of all,
guys. You're welcome.
This is for you.
Yeah. For no one. For the same people who ask influencers about their skincare. Okay, but first of all, like, I always say in the intro that we cover conspiracies and we've yet to cover one.
That's true.
Also,
true.
We were on a time crunch and I was like, this one's the easiest conspiracy because, and like, if I try to research JFK, I'll be up for like 72 straight years.
I'd end up watching Lana Del Rey music videos too. She always brings
right,
me down.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? Yeah.
And then you'll be like, was ASAP Rocky president?
Yeah, I'm like, in a world.
In somebody's world.
Yeah.
But also, it's the anniversary, almost the anniversary of the moon landing.
That's
so,
listen, July 20th.
In like three to four weeks, it's going to be the anniversary. So we're topical.
Yeah,
so we didn't want to miss it, so we're early.
This is the next EM for moons.
Oh my God.
The moon's about to get arrested.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But we will. We are getting, trust me, we're compiling. We have your list of things.
Yes.
We are getting to all of them. Some of them were so interesting. I spent an entire day at my other job Googling, like going back to all the messages from like 10 weeks and literally looking at all the different crimes made myself a little sick. I'm very excited to get into some of these. And really interested to see what you guys had an interest for. So thank you so much for voting and sending us messages.
Oh, do like a bracket style where you pit the winners
against each other. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to take all those big ones. There's still some stuff
in
the works.
It's going to be a fun series.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a brief game.
Let's do it.
Sort of in the line with conspiracies, but I guess the opposite. What's something that you thought was true your whole life and then turned out wasn't true? I'll go first. My entire life, my mom told us that you can't put nonstick pans in the dishwasher because it'll erode the Teflon. And I tell this to everyone. And I was like, you have to hand wash them. I know it's annoying.
That's not true.
No, I went to fucking Target and I saw a pan that was nonstick and it said dishwasher safe on it.
Wow.
What else has my mom
did you call your mom
out?
Everything, by the way.
I think I probably texted her.
Yeah.
Also, like,
moms,
you can't drive with the lights on in the car. Did everyone's mom tell them that?
Yeah,
they said that because
it's not illegal, it's
like the reflections and stuff like
I thought it's like, oh, that means you're doing something bad or you can't even do anything. Yeah, but it's not
illegal.
Have you guys ever done this on a dark country road, turned off your headlights and turned only on your pitch blackness?
What's the benefit to that?
You feel like you're in a UFO.
I can't say I have, and I can't say I would ever want to do that.
Okay, it was the freakiest 3 seconds of my life. I was like, turn it back up. But I swear, for a solid couple seconds, my friend turned off her, and we were on a straight shoot, like in the middle of the woods, and turned only the dome light on.
That was like your perks of being a wallflower moment when you're like, I am cool. Yeah.
Yeah, these are the perks of working at a camp.
You're like, in that moment, we were
camping in the woods for 6 years. And I got real bored.
I feel like I'm not alone with this. I forever thought, until I realized to read nutritional facts, that like yogurt and peanut butter were super healthy for
they're
you. I would just be like, oh my God, yogurt and peanut butter, those are my snacks. I'm going to be a model. And now I'm like, oh, they're 80 grams of sugar and only fat.
Oh, yeah.
And now I can only wear jeggings. And the other thing I always thought I could do was pull off jeggings, and I can't. So really correlate. They really go hand in hand.
I don't know anybody that, I mean, jeggings were a thing though.
For 10 months.
I wore jeggings like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
They're still a thing. They're on me right now.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Daddy's in jeggings in 90 degree weather.
Yeah.
So.
It's all.
If we get a little crazy, that's why.
Oh, it's like Demi Moore Swamp, whatever that movie was.
G.I. Jane?
What?
I think she was in a movie about a swamp.
Anaconda? With J-Lo Lopez? J-Lo Lopez. J-Lo Lopez. I'm making her middle name Lopez. J-Lo Lopez.
New t-shirt. You're like, my conspiracy is that J-Lo's middle name is Lo.
It's Lo. Yeah. It's just J-Lo Lopez.
Yeah, what if it is?
This is not really a conspiracy. I don't know if I've shared this with you guys before. I know I talk about it in my set, but I believed in Santa until I was like fucking 13. Have we talked about this already?
No.
This is you talked about it at your album taping.
I believed in Santa Claus. I also think that I made up the echo to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but that's an argument I'm not willing to have right now. You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You think you made that up?
Yeah, okay. I vividly remember it. Anyways, that's for another time and place. But like,
that's your personal.
You need lawyer's presence.
I was in the back of a van on my way home from soccer practice. Light and I was off. like Pinocchio. And I was like, nobody really made fun of it. That was I remember having this thought process. Okay, I made
totally
it up.
Just
anyway,
you.
Maybe I just really was into Christmas. but I believed in Santa Claus for a very long time. I was in eighth grade. I was 13.
Wow.
What was the thing that made you stop finally?
My mom pulled me over and was like, because my sister is 6.5 years younger than me. And she looked at me coming home from school one day. She's like, what are we going to do? Jesse still believes. And I was like, excuse your mouth? What did you just say to me?
Still believes?
Yeah. And she had pulled over on the top of our block and was like, honey. And I was like, meanwhile, at the same time, I had already like started smoking cigarettes. That's a like joke that I'm like the
believed
only,
in Santa.
You're like
Claus,
writing,
but not lung
you're
cancer.
Like writing for Marlboros on from Santa to send you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I was like just running around a schoolyard, like, hey, anybody got a light? I wonder what Santa's gonna bring us this year. You know, like this fucking.
Wow.
So that was my weird thing. It was way too long, but you know what? I was a happy kid.
I was gonna say, I feel like
did you have friends?
I had, well, all my friends were like, no, don't you see the wrapping paper? But my Santa gifts were never wrapped. My presents for my parents were wrapped. And then Christmas morning, there was just unwrapped under the trees, which smart.
That's no fun.
They
were wrapped at night. Presents were wrapped. Santa stuff. Of course, that man can't. He doesn't have time to wrap everything.
Oh. You know what? That's a good point.
Well, I was going to say,
he's a busy guy.
Yeah,
he's
your family gave like a backstory with it because mine would just be like a box with Santa on it. And I'm like, oh, that's my mom's handwriting. Cool.
Yeah, no. We never had, there was no crossover. That's when people were like, the wrapping paper, I was like, okay, that's how I know your Santa's not real. Because my Santa doesn't even use
Do you remember when you realized Santa wasn't real?
I'm Jewish, so.
She's like, out of the damn womb, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. I always knew.
I just remember, like, perfect. One time on Christmas Eve at, like, 2 a.m., my mom was bringing gifts down, and I just heard, like 12 gifts drop, and just, fuck! And I looked outside, it was, like, my mom with all these boxes from Santa. I was like, okay, I still get the presents.
I guess, yeah. Wow. I mean, I saw things. Like, I saw a bike that my sister got. I found the box in my grandma's house, and I was like, what is this? And they were like, Santa sent it to us early so we could put it together. And I was like, that checks out.
Yeah. You're like,
it tracks.
He knows time management. He runs
like,
elves.
Of course he's not making the spikes.
Of course.
Listen.
Santa, he's a busy guy.
He was
very busy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the moon landing.
Let's get into the moon landing.
That's pretty fun. As far as what happened, you guys already know. July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin land on the moon.
And a third guy, but he gets no credit because he was in the ship. I think his name was Mike.
He's like the Michelle of Destiny's Child. Yeah.
Yes, truly and honestly.
Of the moon landing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One small step for man. You know the drill. An estimated 530 million people watched it on TV, which is like, damn.
Yes. And only one woman claimed to have seen a Coca-Cola bottle float by.
What?
Did you see this? This is what one lady claimed that she was like in Australia, I think, and she was like, no, a Coke bottle rolled by. This is fake. And there was like no other evidence. She's like, no, like 10 other people saw it.
So she started it like you started the Rudolph thing.
I love her being so cocky going to like the water cooler or whatever the next day. She's like, but you saw the Coke bottle, right?
She's like, y'all saw that, right?
It was just on her floor.
That was just her like not on her meds or something.
Oh my God, right? Yeah, but the conspiracy obviously is that we didn't actually go to the moon and we faked it and we like shot it in some Hollywood studio.
Right.
Yeah.
All to kind of... there's a thing called the space race happening.
Yeah, so I actually what I wanted to do, because we suck at geography, so I thought it stood to reason that we would suck at history.
Even in space, we don't know where shit is.
You're like, the moon?
Pluto? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. So I thought I would invite my brother, who is a history teacher.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. Thanks for coming. So since we're like basically children when it comes to history and facts, I thought he would just explain why we would even bother faking the moon landing in the first place. As if we are children. Yes.
So most of you know we were in a Cold War, USA versus Russia or the Soviet Union at that time. They launched Sputnik in 1957, which it was the first ever man-made satellite that orbited the Earth.
Russia launched it.
Soviet Union, USSR. it kind of woke up America.
We were pissed.
Make America first again. Make America great. We're falling behind.
It's always
we're
Russia.
We're Russia for Russia. Yeah. Now that's our rom-com. This is why I failed history, because I would just be like, write a rom-com.
And then Russian for Russia. All right.
So basically, they launched this satellite. We're like, oh, fuck, we have to up the ante.
Yeah.
That's what it says in the history books.
United States is like, oh, no, we can't let the communists win because communists equals bad. True. America good. So we have
now
to.
Now it's math. Communist equals. Got it.
Math. I do it all subjects. So, you know, JFK made his famous speech, like, by the end of the decade, we'll get a man on the moon. So 1961, Soviet Union sends a man into the space, first man to orbit, wakes up America. They're like, oh, shit, now we really have to send someone to space.
And that's so what he tells the kids.
So they launch the Apollo program. You know, they're building up all these nuclear weapons, mass destruction. Now the space is the next frontier. It's this America's exploration. Yeah. It's our grand gender that we have to defeat everybody. We have to become the best at everything.
We're number one.
There's no more world left to conquer. Europe's destroyed. Asia's destroyed. What's the next step? Let's leave the world.
Honestly, that's how I'm feeling right now.
There's some Sundays after a night out that I'm like, can a bitch go to Saturn? You know what I mean? Yep. I just can't answer back a text.
Can a bitch go to Saturn? Yeah.
It's going to be Mars.
I think about that when the world's supposed to blow up in 12 years. I'm like, ugh. Would it be cool if we could live on the moon?
The United States owns the moon. Our flag's there. So.
Yeah, there's prime a few real estate. Of our flags there.
Although there's no moon cheese, which still upsets
Are kids,
me.
Like, nowadays still obsessed thing. With, like, the moon and space? Because I feel like when we were, like, it was such a cool thing, but now, like, are they just like, I'd rather be on Instagram. I don't give a shit.
No, just the Old Town Road.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. I used to be obsessed with Nas X to the moon. Yeah. Like, I got really into constellations for a while. Oh.
Yeah. Did you have, like, the glow-in-the-dark stickers on your ceiling?
Of course I did. But, I was in high school, and then when you peel them off, you're like, oh, the whole ceiling's going to come down.
I know.
I guess that they live there now. Yeah. But I got really into, like, constellations. Even though, like, constellations, I feel like I, like, had this book, and I studied it and knew the whole history of everything, and then I'd look in the sky, and you still are kind of like, I don't fucking know where they are.
Oh. And
you're like, yeah.
My favorite is, like, my mom never, she always would say, the Little Dipper follows me, because she didn't realize that, like, everyone can just see it. So whatever it be, she's like,
sweet.
It follows me.
It does follow you because it's the North Star.
Okay, that's I'm writing that for my rom-com. I'm like, does follow
T-shirt.
You.
T-shirt. Boom, boom, you boom. Just got taught.
It does follow you. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Andrew, what's your like stupid thing that you believed was real but was not real?
That the Berenstain Bears were not the Berenstain Bears.
What do you mean?
Oh, they were the Berenstain Bears.
They're Stain Bears.
We apparently all read this wrong. Didn't you not hear this a couple like last year?
I don't.
Last year, 2 years ago.
What?
So I believe that forever. No. I was like, no, it's the Berenstain Bears. Like, it's the Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain, yeah.
Why would they even come out and ruin it for us?
I know.
I feel like it's like J.K. Rowling being like, no one.
His name was
J.K. Rowling. Voldemort was gay and had 16 puppies or whatever she does like every 6 months.
Yeah, she's loving her Twitter
moment.
Which
comes out with secrets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the Berenstain Bears guy did. Like, no one was asking and he just came out and ruined
it. I feel like
it.
Her thing is less like secrets coming out. It's more so she's just like drinking Pimm's cups. And then it's like on her fifth one, she's just tweeting like, yeah everyone's gay.
Yeah, literally. She's like, oh, by the way, Harry was three kids stacked in a trench coat.
Like, there was no magic.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, this is all a mushroom trip.
Yes. Speaking of trips.
Big good one.
Did you guys ever go to Mars 2112?
Yeah.
Wait, was this the exhibit that was happening?
No, it was
the ride
restaurant.
At Disney World.
No. You
was
know.
A famous restaurant, right?
Yes, famous, infamous, in Times Square.
Oh, my God.
It was like right under the Viacom building, and it literally, when you went there, you had to go on a spaceship, like simulation thing. You'd go in, sit in the spaceship. It'd be an automated little like trip, and then you'd get out literally in the same spot, open the other door, and you'd sit, and like aliens would be your waiters. It closed down, obviously. Like a few, yeah.
Please, can we have people sign stuff so we can get this back?
It was so insane. I just remember being there, but I went there when I was so young. I was like, this is real. So yeah,
that's so fun.
Oh my gosh,
it was really fun. If you've ever been, let me know.
yeah, write in if you've been to Mars.
Oh my god, you guys! I feel like 2112. I feel like you guys would have loved it.
Yeah, we could have done a group activity there.
Could have been fun.
Bonding. Yeah,
dang it. By the way, group activities, pardon me. Not a single one of you decided to do the donut challenge. And you know what? That's fair.
We looked at the hashtag. Fair. No, literally zero posts.
Almost zero negative.
I think there was even just a couple of people that just wrote and were like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, you know what? That's fair. But it was asking a lot. It was asking you to buy a donut and leave it out for a day. But I will say, I still stand by our experiment.
I stand, yeah.
And I think it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, okay, so back to this moon thing happening.
That's what they talk about in the history books, right? Yeah. The moon thing?
The moon thing happening. Yes. Essentially.
With air quotes.
Yeah. If that's what you call it now, you know, maybe it doesn't identify as a moon anymore. We don't know. You know?
J.K. Rowling will let us know.
So essentially, the reason why they said we were fake it is because we were just trying to beat Russia. That's kind of where we're at now.
Yeah.
JFK was nervous about the whole moon landing. It was like too expensive. But then after, he was just trying to save face. The Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba, total disaster. He's like, all right, we got to save political face. You know, I'm JFK. Everybody loves me. So it's like, all right, let's go all in with NASA. Let's get a man on the moon in 8 years. You know, up the budget by 40%. Let's do this thing.
Yeah. Here's the wild thing. I read. It's so funny because I read most of my stuff on history.com.
I'm same, like, honestly. Yeah. History. History.com, okay, so I was like, legit. Yeah. Legit source. Conspiracy.
But they were saying that part of this Apollo program that you were talking about, there was like 200,000 people because it was over the course of, a certain review.
It wasn't
like
just
years.
Like, two people. First of all, if you've seen Hidden Figures, you would know that there are tons of people involved in this enterprise. But
so they're like, you're thinking that 200,000 people are covering up the moon?
Yeah.
Like,
what kind of,
hey guys, it's going to be a really fun job. Like, just do this.
Like,
yeah.
Again, like, I know we talk a lot about people, like, if this is true, how many people are holding the secret?
Right.
Five is one thing. 200,000? Somebody's pretty
and also people that are, like, very passionate about, like, this is their job, like, science and things like they don't want to do, like, half-ass this or be wrong for it.
Yeah, they work their whole life trying to send somebody to the moon, and then people are like, you didn't really do that. Like, I'd be fucking pissed.
I'd be so pissed.
I'd be so pissed.
And Russia knew. Russia knew all about our NASA program. They knew we were doing all these testings. And if they, you know, if we didn't make it to the moon, they would have, that would have been their first line of, like, attack. Like, oh, this is all fake. You know, Russia's the greatest.
Fake
like,
news.
Like, look, fake news.
Fake news.
America's
fake
just news. Lying to you. They would have used that as arsenal
in
their grand global war power.
Yeah. Okay, so we kind of all agree that this is BS, but it's still fun to kind of go into the reasons why people think it's real. I did want to say goodbye to Andrew. Thank you so much for your expert testimony.
Thank you very much for getting the knowledge out of the way.
Yeah, so. I know.
We can continue to sound like it.
So that
exactly. So I can be like, Cold War, I'll bring a sweater. Yeah. Oh my God. I literally said that to my history teacher in high school, and she was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, no, we didn't click.
You scrub.
They still make that joke.
Really?
Really.
Oh my God, there's someone out
classic.
There.
I guess we can talk about, we can say that the first person that kind of...
if we want to talk about a history of the conspiracies.
Yes.
Yeah, so where did this conspiracy theory start? Actually, pretty soon after the moon landing, in 1976, this guy called Bill Kaysing, who's kind of like credited as the father of this
theory. Started this whole thing.
This fucker. He wrote this book called We Never Went to the Moon, America's $30 billion swindle. The book was self-published, which I feel like should give you a major clue as to how credible it is, which
that's
is to say not at all.
This guy was also like an English major.
Okay.
Like,
and
he has, like, kind of nothing to do.
So I was like, I can publish a book?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
No, but I'm saying, like,
no, in terms
no
of
I know.
That.
He was not a scientist. No.
He kind of really was just like.
He was just like, thought catalog wasn't around yet. He needed something to do. He needed something to put listicles
in. I don't even think he obviously didn't sell that many copies because, like, self-publishing in 1976, you didn't have Amazon or whatever to distribute your
no,
shit.
No, it's actually one of, this guy went on to publish a bunch of books, and this actually isn't his most popular one, but this is the book that kind of, like, there's still conspiracy theories today, this many years later, kind of because of what this guy did.
He
of,
set,
of
like, a
what he
said.
Yeah, absolutely. So, one of the ones that I think that the first one, the one Sarah, this one's the dumbest one.
Yeah, as far as the theories go, this was like the main one. And actually, it's funny because if you listen to, I don't remember what episode, but in season one, on one of the episodes, we played a game at the end that was like, try to convince me of a conspiracy theory that it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, and fun. So my co-host chose the moon landing and she said this stuff. And I was like, you know what? Interesting. I'll have to look at it more. And then yeah. I looked at it more and I was like, this is total bogus.
No, when I watched that, there's this this guy called Shane Conspiracy.
Shane Dawson. Yeah.
He kind of like, he caters his conspiracies towards like teens and young adults and stuff like that. But I watched his moon thing and I was like, these are a lot of good points. And then you read one article being like, yeah, the fucking flag like, had a rod. And you're like,
Well, thanks for spoiling it. But that's the main thing.
Shane, get out of here.
Yeah, is that the flag appears to be blowing in the wind in that iconic picture that we've all seen.
Yes.
Which
and
is
everybody freaked out about it.
Yeah, which is like allegedly impossible because there's like no wind on the moon. So how could it be blowing? Here's the thing. We're talking about NASA. These are not like us going to, like, I don't know, some strange city we've never been before. Like, these are scientists. They're professionals. They know what the fuck they're doing. Mm-hmm. NASA obviously knew the flag was not going to wave because, again, they're NASA.
Yeah.
So they designed these special flags that have a horizontal rod. And so, like, the Apollo 11 astronauts had trouble extending the rod all
like
the way.
Putting the flag. Because like,
yeah, like, that's not a normal thing in a flag.
Right, which is why it kind of looks like it's waving.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the flag still looks the same with the same ripple, like, even 50 years later, even today, if you look at it now.
Also, I love it. Just like,
he's idiots.
Yeah, and it's like, everything is staged that's for, like, because the moon landing, it was for science, but also they were taking this picture for press and for science and things like that. So they obviously wanted to make it look nice and stuff. It's like,
But
also, do you think that if they were really, like, staging this, like, as Andrew mentioned, to the point that they knew that it would have serious like ramifications, do you think they would do something so boneheaded as to like
put it
in a studio with a fan? Like, come on, they would do it better.
Like, Beyonce wasn't around yet. They didn't have her fan to blow this.
Yeah. Also, think about what a flag looks like when there's no wind. It's just lying down next to the pole.
Right. So they knew that. That's the argument, it should look like that because there's no wind on the moon, but it's like, obviously NASA knew that in advance.
Yeah.
So they came up with an idea.
It's kind of like, it's sort of like
the flag
pole was like the skinny arm you do in a photo. It's like, if I just take a regular picture, you're going to see, but I'm posting this places.
Exactly.
I want people to send it places. Right. I need to wrap it up.
hand on hip.
Oh, I hold it.
It's funny that you say that, Danny, because that's the exact rationale that NASA used when they designed the flag.
Yeah.
NASA's like, we're single. We horny. We got to send this pic around.
Russia's going to see this, and we need to let them know that we're doing okay.
My ex Russia's seeing this.
They're like, no, I'm going to post it. They're like, I actually don't care if Russia sees it. And then, like, 2 minutes later, like, did they download it?
Yeah. There's also this. It almost looks like a boomerang because it's two pictures, right? If you watch them, it's like two pictures right off. It's one where I think it's John Glenn. It's John Glenn, right? It's John Glenn that is a... No, John Glenn's a totally different astronaut.
I was like Glenn Close?
I'm sorry.
Like Glenn Close was
Pardon
in this
Pardon me while I drop all the names of astronauts that I know. Neil Armstrong, one of them. Neil Armstrong. Was a saluting the flag. We don't claim to be experts. We just claim to be
Our expert lab for the day. So
we're out of thoughts.
But it was Neil or Buzz. One of them was saluting the flag. So in one picture, you see like it's from behind his helmet. So you see just like the back of his head. And the next picture is hands down. But you see like his body change and the flag is exactly the same. So that's kind of they're also like, it's definitely not moving. Like,
right.
But you see it's almost like an old day boomerang. Which is like
I did see that. I was like flipping. There was like a flip book when you would take your post-it.
And the flag
I never knew how to do that.
All right. So a flag debunked. That's theory number one.
Okay. And theory number two is... you can't see the stars.
Right. Which you know
there
what?
Should
which
be a star.
That
should...
also is a good argument because you're like, I'm in fucking space.
We're in
man.
Space. Yeah. They don't have smog up there yet. Yeah. Right, they should be able to see stars. So people, it's obviously self-explanatory. Everyone saw this picture and they were like, the flag is waving and there's literally no stars.
Yeah.
Which, hey, my favorite thing, just personally about this, I'm like, if they were going to fake this, they would have, I feel like,
that's
drawn
exactly
some
what
stars.
I'm saying.
Yeah. They would have been like, boop, 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 and put a little, like, twinkle, twinkle.
Then again, CGI did not exist back then.
But they used daytime exposure. So it was kind of, because, like, the main purpose of this photo also was just a picture of the flag. They didn't want to get its entire, like, schematics of like
you're in space, it's dark.
Yeah, it's dark. Yeah.
you gotta add
so and like exposure. They're trying their and like this was back in the day when they didn't have all the cameras we have now.
Yeah, they didn't have Lumi cases.
No, they had no Lumis back then. but also the spacesuits are very reflective too. So it's kind of just shining.
Well, and it was a short exposure.
Yeah.
That's their thing. Like I read this article that likened it to if you take a picture of the sky on your porch, mm-hmm. and you turn your porch light on, you're not going to get the star.
See anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, that's what it was. Like, they were using just this kind of, like, special camera that was, like, attached to their suits.
Yeah. yeah.
And it wasn't meant for distance. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, they, in no, I feel like in no mind of their, like, idea, they weren't going to think, oh, people are going to think this is fake. So they weren't worried about making
yeah.
sure it looked as real
yeah,
as
yeah.
possible.
It was ridiculous. Like, God, we get to the moon, and you're like, what about the stars?
Yeah.
It's like, haven't I given you enough?
You're like, we're the stars now. I'm Neil goddamn Armstrong. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Gosh. Yeah. And John Glenn, wherever you are.
And Glenn Close, wherever you are.
And Glenn Close, where you are. But anyway, so that's I mean, that's a very logical explanation yeah. to do.
It's
is
one
it
of those,
just that it's like it wasn't the same exposure.
Well, and that's
like,
the thing.
Relax.
It's like there are a lot of the points that get yeah. brought up are very like, sure, that is valid. But then a quick little like two
exactly.
minute Google, you're like, oh.
Right. Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah. When you watch these like conspiracy videos, these people being like, oh, my God, what? Can you believe no stars? And then the science thing is literally like. Different camera.
Yeah. It's like, yeah,
yeah,
here, guys.
Science.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one that people like love to talk about is that there's all these different shadows going on. And
yep.
from, I guess, where the sun is, like the shadows should have been going a certain way, but they weren't. Mm-hmm. And that, again,
right.
You know, and like.
Because it's like the theory is basically if you're on the moon,
yeah.
the sun is your only light source.
That's the theory.
So you
yeah.
shouldn't be able to see stuff that's cast in a shadow because the light's only coming from one direction.
Right.
Is the thing.
But here's the thing also is that there's like Danny mentioned, there's also the suits that they wore were super reflective. Mm-hmm. So they were bouncing off things. There's also
yep.
like a lunar, like a
light.
It's a lunar. Is it called a lunar light? Or
it's
is
called
just the
lunar
dust?
Ground.
The lunar oh. ground. Yeah. The lunar ground also is very, very reflective. So there was actually light bouncing off all kinds mm-hmm. of things happening. So
yep.
that kind of explains why the shadows were going which way and the other. But of course, you know, they teach us the sun and the moon. They're not like also lunar grounds.
Yeah.
You know, like I never heard
Look,
that.
Look, we don't even know where
yesterday.
All the states are in America. Yeah. We can't even identify all the states and where they
oh.
are on the map. Like the lunar ground is pushing it.
What
yeah.
is what is the Dakota? Yeah.
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 Well, yeah
and also exactly. the thing you just and like people obviously think like, oh, ground is dirt, but you're like, not on
not in space.
Not in space and on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Which is actually another thing that they talked about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Footprints.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys read about that? That like they were like, oh, there shouldn't be any footprints or something like that. But
I didn't even get that. They're like, oh, there's no water on the moon. There shouldn't be footprints. I'm like, I guess. But haven't you ever left footprints in dust before? Like, why does there
yeah.
need to
no,
be
yeah.
water?
They also even the astronauts likened it to that. It was actually kind of more like like it was kind
yeah.
of like a moistened.
Well, and also because like the foundation of it wasn't like there wasn't like a lot of like impact or footprints because the way they stepped in it wasn't really making that much of an impact on the moon's like surface.
No, they like though there were actual there were footprints from their feet.
Oh yeah,
so
but
there's
not
like
the,
there's kind of
yeah.
two competing weird things about the
kind
crater
of,
slash
yeah.
footprints.
True, yeah.
On the one hand, their boots did make footprints.
Right.
On the other hand, there wasn't really a crater where the spaceship
landed.
So that seems kind of like conflicting and weird.
Yeah,
but I mean, Washington Post basically explained that the moon has like a gentle gravitational surface, so it wouldn't have to land super hard. You know what I mean? Like it would just
yeah.
kind of like.
And also it's like a spaceship, but they're not planning and like the landing went well, so they didn't crash into it. They knew how to gently put this.
Yeah,
down.
That's kind of like what they're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah. But then one of the but then the astronaut said the actual like where they were walking had a kind
little,
of a different type of the surface was different than I think we thought. Like he's actually said it was kind of more like what do you say? Wet sand.
Wet sand, yeah.
They called it wet sand.
Oh, WS.
So if you think about
it's
the
like
moons,
walking on the beach. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. It's like we you know, one of these days we're all gonna be taking a sexy midnight stroll on the moon.
Yeah. The other theory that I think is so funny because it's like truly nonsensical has to do with this movie called 2001: A Space Odyssey, which throwback, that's hilarious to us
right.
now.
Stanley
right.
Kubrick.
Yeah, he directed this movie that came out in 1968 that people just thought, which is before we landed on the moon, if you can do basic math.
Thank you for explaining that because I can't.
Honestly, yeah. I did it for us. But basically, like, these conspiracy theorists think that it was so realistic that,
yeah.
like, the same guys
just
who,
made the moon.
Yeah,
yeah.
He just directed this moon landing video because it was so similar
to monolith.
A Space Odyssey. But the thing was, like, this guy had scientists working
helping
on his
him.
Movie
yeah.
to make
Stanley
it realistic
Kubrick.
And not the other way around.
And also, it's like, if he could do this, he would have just made this a movie. and released it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, it's a wild, like I said, it's like, I think people, it's just, it's such a funny one for people to want to poke holes at. It's like, what's, and this is actually one of the things I read, it's like, what service is it doing to not believe this? And that's the, because there's still 6 to 20% of Americans still don't believe this. And I think there's like 5% that like are undecided. so it's just, it's really wild because there's absolutely does nothing. And one of the theories for why people are still fighting it is that like, people like the Shane kid, like he's making some ad money on his YouTube video. So it's like, are people still making money off of these theories? And that's kind of what like people are, that's like one kind of
I read this like that article that was, I forget what outlet it was in, but it was just like breaking down like who stands to make money off of this theory. It's like there are people, but it's not like, I don't know, it's not a huge moneymaker to not believe in the moon. And on a personal level, you're not gaining anything from it.
And also it's insane too, to I understand in a sense when it happened, people were just like, this is so unheard of. But like,
it's wild.
Nowadays, like we're, NASA's sending people to space all the time.
And
like,
everything's
all the time.
In space.
Every day.
I got airdropped.
Lance Bass almost was in space. Yeah.
That's like, what I'm saying.
I remember that.
Right? Like if Lance Bass almost went to Mars, our astronauts could have landed on the moon.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like I got airdropped a dick pic. That man sent his dick to space and then chose me to send it to.
Dicks
are in space.
Exactly. I'm putting that in my, that's my other rom-com, Dicks in Space.
I'll go in on that.
That's like the porno adaptation.
Dear A-Rod, because he's making a Shark Tank spinoff now.
A-Rod? Okay.
Also, another thing that we did, because of course we did this, we were on the moon, we brought back samples. We
But not just like a rock you put in your pocket. Like
giant samples.
Yeah, like 800 pounds. Sorry, 842
How
pounds.
How dare you? I'm right here.
Rocks.
They brought back Danny from space.
Yes.
In jeggings. Like, they're like, what are these things?
Yeah. Got on a flower shirt and jeggings. They were like, this kid is an alien. Yeah, by the way, RIP American Apparel, clearly where the aliens used to go to dress.
Truly. And almost RIP Topshop.
Oh, Topshop Ann.
Yeah.
Topshop Man. See you later.
Yeah.
But English aliens go there.
I'm just thoroughly confused. Adios. I don't know what drugs you guys took before this, but like, can I have some? Smoking moon rocks?
McDonald's iced coffee.
I'm just saying, American Apparel, like, what the hell were they thinking?
Well, because it was always like the elastic, like sparkly glitter stuff.
I bet real aliens are like, we resent that. We don't dress like that
at
all.
Like, they're just,
they're like, we have a Chico's.
They're like, we like Aritzia. Out of here. So they brought back, they brought back giant, giant moon rocks for people to study, and the oldest of which are 4.5 billion years old, or to put it in terms we can all kind of get behind, 200 million years older than the Earth's oldest rocks.
In other words, they really just didn't pluck these off the ground and be like, hey, like, you guys.
These were rocks that didn't actually exist on Earth, and they had so many people working on this that it's wild that we're, you know, that we're doing that.
Yeah, like what kind of crazy NDAs were 400,000 people signing?
Seriously.
Come on.
And also at this point, we just be like the book deal that someone could have done if not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And you could actually still see the landing sites on the moon. And like I said, there's still, I think there's six flags up there. One of them is not the theme park. There's actually six American flags. Thank
took
you for
me
getting
a second.
Yeah, it did. one of the flags.
Sorry, I didn't have the drugs you guys took.
Like, Aritzia.
Aritzia. I think one of the flags has fallen down, but there's still like, there's still evidence of us up there. So it's just kind of, again.
And other countries have like seen us. Seen the stuff that we've left up there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wonder if it's something like when people choose not to believe in the moon landing, if it's sort of like that idea that like when someone hates something just because it's super popular. Do you know what I mean?
Hipsters.
Or do you guys have anything like that you like just like cannot stand because you're like, everyone likes this and knows it's great and I just can't wrap my head around it.
100%. I just can't think of a good example right now because I'm on the spot.
I don't know why my thing is, it was Game of Thrones for me.
Yeah, that's
fair. That was a big one.
One thing that you don't understand why
Everyone loves it so much that I just had a visceral reaction because of that. I'm just like, I can't enjoy this because everyone loves it so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of things like that. Like Pinkberry.
Pinkberry is like only okay.
The saddest thing about me is that I got Pinkberry during the series finale of Gossip Girl.
I thought you were going to say like of Game of Thrones. And I was like, what the hell are we even doing? Pinkberry and Gossip Girl, though, that's a marriage made in heaven. I will say those kind
of
go.
On the steps of the mat.
But yeah, when everything gets all like crazy like that, it does get a little annoying. You're like, okay.
And like these people probably will get a satisfied. They're like, I don't believe in the moon landing. And they just can ruffle feathers type of
thing. It's just like, think of something that's else fair. To talk about. Be more interesting than being the guy at the bar that's like, what do you think about the moon, man? And you're like, fucking get out of here.
I saw this meme that's so good that's like anytime someone confronts you with a conspiracy theory, you just have to make an even more ridiculous conspiracy theory. So they're like, what, you believe in the moon landing? And then you go, you believe in the moon? And you just like keep going.
That's funny.
That's what I'm going to do at bars that. Now.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Shouts out to whoever made that meme. Sorry, I don't know off the top of my head. It was funny.
Sarah will buy you a drink at the bar. She does that at.
You believe in bars?
I'm like, that's my charge. Yes.
Yes.
I do believe in drinks, though.
I know. But I think the danger with this kind of stuff is like, if you don't believe in the moon landing, which seems like innocuous, it doesn't really hurt anyone unless you're like Buzz Aldrin in this clip that we're going to play.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unless,
poor man.
I know. But like I was saying, these people worked their entire lives to get something. And then people
then
are
these
just
fucking assholes on their couch.
Reason,
yeah.
Being
like
flags.
It's yeah, just literally like, for no reason. It's like.
Yeah. There was actually like this whole segment on Fox News for a while where they had these conspiracy theorists kind of questioning this like moon stuff.
Fox News never.
I know. What? I know the Fox News. Uh-huh. And so yeah, one of them actually they filmed him. He approached Buzz like,
yeah,
outside,
like outside
of a hotel.
Yeah. So we're gonna play like, this clip. Like it's gonna sound person. Chaotic because it's a video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like basically it's just this kind of chaotic scene where the guy confronts him. They try to get Buzz away. There's like a little bit of a disagreement.
They ask him to like swear.
And
on
then
a
Buzz
stack
Aldrin punches him.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
Please.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
I'm not trying to get
you
in the middle
tell
of anything.
Him to get out of here.
This is a hotel.
We'll call right, the police.
We pay.
Come on in here. We'll call the police.
You like that? Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
It doesn't, sir. I don't have nothing to do with this. But
okay.
You cannot solicit on this property.
We just paid right now, to rent out the penthouse to shoot up there. So.
You can't solicit like this.
Keep shooting.
All right. Well, then I'd go through my measures.
Yeah.
You got to keep shooting, man. Okay. Well, you can put it on your shoulder. Don't be shy.
Just come with me, Buzz.
You really like it, don't
you? You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
will
I misrepresented
get it
myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah. If you were gonna call Buzz Aldrin a coward and a liar, like, yeah, you kind of deserve to get punched in the face.
Saying this man devoted his life,
yeah,
to something, and this guy was like,
he's
nah.
just an asshole.
And also, just to have people try and shame the thing that you're most proud of, and like this huge accomplishment that you did.
What
and
did
should
he?
Be-
he literally just said something, and I thought it was so funny that I blacked out and forgot.
You're the
but
kettle
he was
black.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, is
he
this
was
kettle
like,
one? Like,
lawyered. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's and like also, calling the kettle. Well, what did he say?
He said nothing. That
what?
Would.
Yeah. No, that's not how that expression works.
No.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, my friend's like, Buzz, come with me, Buzz. But I just
yep.
like, ugh.
Get
shout
him out of here.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
And also yeah. just to like confront and shout people like that. It's
like, oh, he won't swear on a Bible? Lawyered. Like, what?
I know, right?
It's like, okay, dude, chill. It's
very Real Housewives of New Jersey. And Buzz does not need that.
No.
No.
He does not need to be flipping
no,
tables. And that's
no.
the only thing I know about the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
That's kind of, yeah.
Yes.
That in prison.
Nailed
yeah.
it. I think that the danger with these conspiracy theories is like twofold. Because number one, I said this in like I did a bonus episode with like Andrew Jenks, who does the What Really Happened
podcast. He's best friends with my sister's husband.
Really? Awesome. He's a cool guy.
It's yeah. a small world.
Shouts out. Yeah. So he did a whole episode on like the moon landing
yeah.
and stuff. And he does this a lot where he'll break down like things that people have conspiracy theories about and be like, no, guys, here's what really happened.
Yeah.
So we were like talking about stuff and we're like, the danger with these conspiracy theories is they're like, they're so in order to believe it, you have to suspend your disbelief. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I feel like, a very like emotion based belief if you believe this stuff. So
yeah.
when you are confronted with facts, it's not going to deter you from believing what you already believe. It
no.
just makes people dig in their heels.
I mean, it's but just, it's almost like what's, it's almost like feels like the same like political climate right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I mean,
like
I guess it's like with anything.
People believe in what they believe in and nobody's having a conversation.
Right.
They're just like hearing things being yeah. like, yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think the danger with believing stuff like this, like even as we're talking, we're like, well, who really cares if you don't believe in the moon? Like why, what benefit or whatever, like what's the point? But I was reading this study that said like people who basically don't believe in the moon landing are more likely to also believe in other conspiracy theories that are more dangerous, like that the fact that the Parkland shooting was faked. Mm. Like people who believe
yeah.
this stuff are
it's
more likely to believe other conspiracy theories that are harmful to people.
Yeah, it's like a weird comparison, but it's sort of almost like a gateway drug conspiracy theory
yeah.
of sorts.
And like flat earth as well.
Yeah, because then you do this and you're like, oh, okay, well, if I believe that, that
also
doesn't line up. And I'm sure the people posting about
yep.
like the news, the quote unquote news sources that are saying that the
yep.
moon landing is fake are also the same places that are publishing all these other things.
And this study also was interesting because it's said that like these people who believe this kind of thing are more likely to have conflicting beliefs at the same time. Like the example they used was that people who believed Princess Diana's death was like a conspiracy believed at the same time that she was murdered and also that she faked her own death. And it's like, you can't believe both things.
Yeah. That's like very conflicting there.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I also think like with this shit, it's just kind of like, who can I stir? It's all based on like, oh, look at the rise I got out of this one. How much, like it's people's inherent just need for.
But I think there are people who genuinely believe this, not to be dicks, but I think these people probably have a huge distrust in the government. Number one.
I get it.
Like I feel like not everyone who believes this is doing it ironically, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
100%. Because there's a lot of things where someone was like either maybe wronged or wronged in theory. They felt the government did something wrong once to them. And then they kind of take that, they latch onto that and be like, why would I trust anything that these people do?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same. Hard. I mean, these are the same. Like, do you think the moon people also, because there's all this like crazy stuff about UFOs and the government covering that up.
Oh yeah, like Area 51 to me. Whatever. Is that
well, there's also something Roswell. My friend Sean Donnelly had like tells me all the time to listen to this clip. That's literally some guy talking about how he worked somewhere. I was like, oh yeah, we got all kinds of fucking information on aliens and stuff.
If they did, would he just tell you that casually in conversation?
He listened to this thing. It's like this other guy that used to work. There's like a whole series. I'll find out that I've written it down like 85 times. Yeah. But it's like a whole thing. But like, I wonder if these are the same. Like, do you think people that don't think we have a moon are the same people that believe in aliens or believe that we're hiding aliens? What do you guys? Do you guys believe in aliens?
I do.
No.
Wait, that checks out. Sarah, that, no. Danny, yes.
I'm like, no. I'm going to Chico's.
Well, we
on
know
Neptune.
That Danny is an alien. So
I'm like Mars 2112. I went and never came back.
Exactly. You're never the same.
I just always because I'm just like it's almost something like is that all there is, Peggy Lee? Where I'm like there needs to be more out there for like. Or more for our demo, like there's got to be more to life. Stacia Riccio, or whatever that girl's name is from Sixth Grade Dances.
Don't act like you don't know her entire name and history.
No, but I'm just, am I pronouncing it wrong? Riccio?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's my thing. Oh, I know I could sing the entire thing now. We don't have the rights. But We don't have the rights and I don't have the rights to sing that song. But I just feel like it's kind of a thing where like there's a lot of like, no, I've never been disproven about aliens existing in a sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I'm also just hoping. I feel like there's someone. I hope there's some planet out there doing it right while we're ruining our planet.
And they're like, did they fake the moon landing?
While I'm like chewing a plastic straw, I hope there's some aliens up there being like, come on, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they're listening to our podcast. Hello, aliens.
I'm like, hi, I'm single, live in Brooklyn. Yeah, land. There's a park nearby. Come land there.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I just like checked my notes and just typed in aliens and nothing. So it's clearly weird. Under a different word.
That'll be fun when you like wake up in the middle of the night and check your notes and you're like, wait a sec.
Why? Oh, those are some aliens? Dark notes I get found out. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Very weird. I can't find it.
No. Do you guys have any other thoughts? I mean, okay. So obviously, we all think that we did, in fact, land on the moon.
I think it's pretty cut and dry. I think we did this.
I'm inclined to believe the scientists.
I am curious though if there is anybody who's listening who doesn't believe the moon landing.
Yeah.
DM us and let us know. Like, let us.
I know.
Like,
do you
not
have
in a way to be
evidence?
Like, not in like a. Haha, we don't agree with you. Wait, just like let us know because it's like I'm always interested with like people's point of views and thoughts with that too.
True. Yeah. DM us NATCpod on Instagram. You can also email us NATC@betches.com. We have a fun Facebook group. It's called Not Another True Crime Group. That's where the action is happening. We also have a Facebook page. It's just Not Another True Crime Podcast. But honestly, the group is like popping right now.
The group is a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's very fun. Yeah. Everyone likes to like share their super secret serial killer traits or like weird theories or just like fun memes that
you
we
guys
all comment
know a
on.
Lot of stuff. Yeah. No, yeah. It's I'm just like at dinner, like giggling, and my friend's like, why aren't you talking? I was like, I'm looking at the true crime
my
Instagram
podcast,
DMs.
Facebook
yeah.
Group. Yeah.
I've become the Brooklyn man that I did not want to be, but I have no regrets.
You are the hipster you hate to see in the world.
Do you guys have anything to?
Oh, I was going to say, did you guys happen to see our DM? This is just kind of a little follow up from last week. We were talking about the Dominican Republic. Obviously, things are still going. Mm-hmm. There was and I'm so sorry, I forgot your name. A listener, she said that she had just gone to the Dominican Republic
with her
boyfriend.
Oh my God, yes.
Sent us a picture, said he was the only one who drank from the minibar.
Uh-oh.
And sent us a picture of his ankle all, like, wait, she's like his no. whole body wait, swelled.
No, it is in
his ankle. She like sent a picture for reference of like, she's like, he's six something, like he's very tall. He's like,
guys,
he's
I did
like,
not see this.
Oh, we'll show it to you.
Also,
right
it's like and once we check the DMs, then they're lost forever.
All, I try to, you know, I try to go back. I try to. Like,
I wish you could mark them as unread.
I know, but then we just have a ton. But maybe let's find her and message her, see if we can share that on.
Yeah, because I want to. Yeah, and also like, congrats, girl, you got a man.
I know.
You was, yeah.
But also, congrats to him for like.
Getting
being
God.
Okay,
yeah. But they're younger. Remember we said this is kind of happening to older people. So
yuck.
she said that he was the only one that had a mini bar drink, and his whole body swelled up.
Ah,
and she's like his limbs, all of it. She's like it was very yeah. weird. So we'll find it. We're gonna message you if we can share that. That'd be awesome. Obviously, yeah. It doesn't show his face or anything like that. But
no, yeah. Also, oh my God! But that was just so.
Yeah, and then somebody else. I feel like we had another DR story of somebody said that they went and got like real like diarrhea, like kind of
holy shit.
All the things. So
sorry, no pun intended.
Guys, let's find a different island for just
honestly.
A little bit.
Just don't
let's
drink let from them the figure mini bar.
Somebody also sent us a conspiracy. This is an interesting actually to tie it in. Somebody also sent us a conspiracy theory. About the DR, that there's this whole thing that they think it was a celebrity's liquor.
Oh, yeah, I saw
a George Clooney's tequila brand or whatever.
Like yeah. Somebody sent bad booze over there because they wanted to get their stuff in. Like, it's this other whole conspiracy.
Wait, maybe we should have covered that instead of the moon landing. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I totally
right
botched
now.
This episode.
We're
we were in a crunch.
Right now. But yeah, but that it was like some celebrity was trying to get their liquor out there, so it was like this whole thing.
That's crazy. Okay, one additional DM that I wanted to mention. I started reading it and then I accidentally like tabbed out and then it was lost forever because I don't know who sent it, but like whoever it was, you had just listened to the Brittany Murphy episode and you had some personal connection to her.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Bump that thread again. Just like send us like a hi, this was me, Brittany Murphy.
She went to school with her.
Yeah, that's what I was.
God.
I started
like,
reading it.
We always knew that she was going to be a star.
Yes, I literally got to that point and then I accidentally like X'd out of the message and then I couldn't find it again.
It's
and I was kinda, like,
it's down there.
Yeah, I got to find it's it. But just there. Bump it again. That was cool. Have to read it again.
Yeah.
Also share us your conspiracy theories if you think we should do another one.
Well, you have suggested the JFK Maryland type thing and we'll definitely look into that. I know that people have been itching for a gruesome murder, so we're getting to some of that.
We're getting
should I just kill someone? That's fine. I'll
I
do
know,
it
let's just do it. But don't we're getting to not next week, but I think the week after we're going to get into a juicy one that you guys all showed interest in. So don't you worry. The moon was just for fun.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the episode. Casey, what do you have going on? Anything fun?
I still have it's coming up. I leave next week for San Francisco to do my shows with Jared Freed.
Woo.
At Cobbs on my Instagram. I have a link on my personal Instagram at CaseFaceB. Follow me, go hit the link. If you're in San Francisco, please say hi to me. But that's July 5th and 6th in San Francisco at Cobbs with fellow bitch Jared Free.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you're in Philly that weekend, July 7th for a Sunday fun day, I'm going to be doing a Beyonce themed show at Good Good Comedy Theater. It's
fun.
Tickets on my Instagram at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K. And also, I was just on, speaking of Carrie, if you're a Sex and the City fan, I know Sarah's not.
Love.
Nope.
Go check out their podcast. They're super sweet. Melissa and Elise, they're great. Yeah.
Melissa Stokowski?
Yeah.
Love her.
She's so
love
great.
Her.
Cool. I have nothing fun to add because my life is boring. No, I'm about to play in my intramural volleyball championships today. So we'll see how that
gosh.
Goes. But
oh,
like,
yes.
No one can. There's no like value for you guys. I'm just bragging, I guess.
But check in if she wins or loses.
Yeah, but also follow her on Instagram because again, her
true.
Memes kill
Sarah
it.
F. Carter. I know.
And you upgraded it. You did like some art this morning with it.
I did some art. I did some quick Photoshop. You know, trying some things out. Someone commented on one of my Instagrams. They were like, "This is one of my favorite accounts." I'm like, "This is not an account, Kathy. This is my life,
Kathy."
Well, I know, but it's good.
But no, Kathy, you're great.
When I love because now people because like when people are trying to steal your stuff, they're coming in for your back.
Right.
I love
Sarah.
That.
Got
yeah.
Sarah got plagiarized.
I did. Honestly, I'm like, damn, I've made it.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true. No, Robbie has had a couple that have gone, and I will like go after them.
I put it on my story, and then I literally just sicked my Instagram friends on them, which
was
cool. I didn't have to do anything. It's great.
So follow us.
But yeah, Sarah F. Carter. I don't know if we said that, but yeah, that's my Instagram. So follow me. It's fun.
And obviously at NATC Pod. Mm-hmm. And our sign off is?
Our sign off comes from courtesy of M Venturing. It's EM_Venturing. This was another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. Have a killer day.
Betches.